from the world. The U.S. wants North Korea to get rid of its nukes. But for Pyongyang, denuclearization means something very different. By Bill Powell. For a moment, the South Korean official was silent. It was late December, and with negotiations between the United States and North Korea at a stalemate, I had asked a straightforward question. What exactly does the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula mean? The matter is at the heart of the historic talks Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un began in Singapore last June. The South Korean official, a senior advisor to President Moon Jae-in, let out a deep sigh. "There is no consensus," the official said. "Not between us and the U.S., not between North Korea and the U.S., not, frankly, even within our own government." That answer is the principal reason why the once thawing relations between the two sides now seems to be getting colder. Trump, of course, had famously declared the nuclear crisis largely solved after last summer's summit. But in November, as talks stalled, the North Koreans canceled a planned meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the North's chief nuclear negotiator Kim Jong-chol. Just over a month later, on December 16th, as the U.S. increased sanctions, Pyongyang's foreign ministry fired a warning shot. The added economic pressure, it said, could be America's greatest miscalculation, potentially blocking a deal forever, a result desired by no one. To skeptics of the rapprochement that the president set after with typical fanfare, the diplomatic deadlock was all too predictable. The path toward denuclearization was always going to be vastly more complicated than the Trump administration has publicly acknowledged. Start with Washington's opening position. The U.S. insists that the North must first comply with what it calls complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of its nuclear program. That begins with a declaration of all the work the North has done on its nuke program and all the material that the nation has used in pursuing it. Then, and only then, would the North begin to see the benefits it seeks, including the end of economic sanctions, which could trigger huge investments from South Korea, China, Japan, and the U.S., and a formal end to the Korean War, as well as diplomatic recognition from Washington. For Pyongyang's perspective, these demands are not just unrealistic, they're ludicrous. To North Korea, it's a request that they unilaterally disarm before anything else happens, and that's just not something they can do, says the South Korean presidential advisor.